So just like the nation of Israel was a sinful nation then, the nation of America or the United States is also a sinful nation and a people laden with iniquity. What does that mean? They're like, they're just, you know, covered. When you say heavy laden with sins, like you're weighed down with them, it says the people laden with iniquity. It's just all over them. A seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. Why do you think we want to have people homeschooled in our church? Not at our church, but, you know, in their own homes. Because the children in these public schools are corruptors. You think your children's are going to come out unscathed going to a public school? They're not. They're going to see things that they should never see at school. They're going to hear things that they should never have to hear at school. They're going to try to get an education, and then all these heathen parents are bringing their kids and teaching them who knows what. And then they're coming. I mean, you know where I heard all my jokes, my bad jokes growing up? The school. Yep. You know where I heard all the colorful cuss words that I learned growing up? From school. Yep. Right. And I don't think that our kids should have to deal with that. Yeah. Now, hopefully they're not hearing those colorful words at home too often. you know, our houses, the places that we live should be a place of security, a place of safety. Where we don't have to hear and see all that garbage. But it says, they have forsaken the Lord and they have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They're gone away backward. Look at verse 5. It says, why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. God's like, why should I keep beating you? You're done. You're toast. You'll revolt more and more. I mean, I think about the wildfires that happened all over. Has that stopped California from trying to legislate all this weird stuff? No. Has it stopped Oregon and Washington from legislating all this weird stuff that they're doing? It's like the states are in competition to who can have the weirdest laws coming upon them. I mean, the Republicans had to walk out and leave Salem and not come back until the session was over so they wouldn't pass like the worst carbon emission thing ever in the country. Where if you had a 2007 diesel, you had to turn it in. It's not allowed to be on the roads anymore. I mean, they're just getting crazy with all this stuff.